Is daf yud zayin. So we are still in the middle of this these very difficult sugyas. It doesn't get any easier now, but the first half of the Amud is a pretty smooth sailing. Then we get to a bit of some choppy waters. So the Gemara says three lines down, Gufa. We had yesterday a discussion that Chagai had posed the shaila to the various Kohanim whether they knew the halachas of Tumah. And the situation was where a wing of a sheretz touched lechem, which then touched nazir, which then touched yayin, which then touched shemen. And he asked whether these are tamei or not. And they answered that it's not tamei, and they were incorrect because they made a mistake. They didn't know that reviva kodesh is still tamei. By the fourth time, it's still, even though it can't be tamei, the fifth level, Ravi does become Tame, becomes Pasal, and that's where they were wrong. The Gemara says the truth is there's a real machlokas amaraim, whether they made a mistake, the Kohen made a mistake, or didn't make a mistake. So here the Gemara says three lines down, Gufa. Rav Amar Ishtabesh Kohane, Ushmo Amar Lo Ishtabesh Kohane. Rav, like we saw yesterday, said the Kohen made a mistake. They didn't realize that Ravi because this is Tame, they thought it was Tahor. But Shmuel says that the Kohen actually did not make a mistake. They were correct in saying that it was not Matame. So we understand Rav Amar Shabish Kane Reviva Kodesh. By Mine, they asked, Chagai asked them, is Reviva Kodesh Tame or not? Vamrule, they said, it's Tahor. And that's what the mistake was, because Reviva Kodesh is actually Tame or Pasul. Ushmu Amar Lo Shabish, the Kohanim did not make a mistake. They were correct in saying that it was Tahor, because Kohani Chamishi Bekodesh by Mine Vamrule Tahor. The question was not Revi, the question was Chamishi. What's the status of Chamishi Bekodesh? Is that Tame or Tahor? And they answered correctly, it was Tahor. So Gemara is going to say, but doesn't the pasuk clearly say only it was referring to Revi? Where do you find the fifth step in this process? It was the Sheretz, which touched Lechem, Nazid, Yain, the Shemin. That's only four steps. Where's the fifth step? So that's the very next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishmul Rav, I understand according to Rav. Hainu Dichsev, it says Arba, it says four levels, Lechem, Nizid, Yain, Veshemin. So that was the Shaila of Reviva Kodesh. The Kohanim thought Tahor, they were wrong, it was Tame. El Shmuel, Chamisha Menale, where do you find that there are five steps here? There were only four items, not five items. Miksev, the Gemara answers, Miksev, Venaga Kanfo, Venaga Bikanfo. It doesn't say that they touched the Kanaf of the Sheretz. They touch Bikanfo, that which touched the Sheretz, there's an implied fifth step there, Ksiv Bimasha Naga Bikanfo, meaning something else which is not being mentioned, something else touched the Kanaf of the Sheretz, and that item then touched the Lechem to the Nazir, the Yain, the Shemin. There was actually a fifth level there, that was the Shaila, and when they answered Tahor, they were correct in their answer. So the Gemara then says, okay, Tashma, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Chagai im Yiga Tame Nefesh Bichol Eila Hitama. So what would happen if it was the same instance, instead of referring to a kanaf of a sheretz, but a tamei nefesh, that which is tumas meis. So you have tumas meis, an item is tumas meis, and touches the same exact thing. It touches then lechem, and nizid, yayin, v'shemen, it goes revi again. Will that, what would that then be? Is that hay tamei? Is that going to be tamei or not? V'yanu akwadim v'yumu yitamei, they say that case is tamei. That's reviva kodesh. It started off with tumas meis, and that touched four different levels. That's tamei. So the Gemara asks a question, Bishmael Shmuel, we understand Shmuel, Mitahacha lo shtabish, Hasanami lo shtabish. So just like they did not make a mistake by the case of Sheretz, they didn't make a mistake by the case of Tamei Meis. Now, the cases are different a little bit, because the case of a Sheretz was a fifth level, according to Shmuel. It was B'knaf Sheretz, right? So the fifth level, that's Tower, but the case of Tamei Nefesh is the Tamei Nefesh touched four levels, so it's Reviva Kodesh, so that they knew were Tamei. So they were both, they knew the answers. They got both answers right. They got the case by the Tamei Nefesh right, and they got the case by the Sheretz right. So that makes sense. They're consistent in their understanding of Hilchos Tumah. El Larav, Maishna Hacha, Dishtabish, Maisha Hasam, Dilos Shabish. How come by the case of the Sheretz and Rav's understanding they made a mistake? They said Tamei, rather they said Tahor when it was really Tamei. But by Nefesh case, they were correct when they said that it's going to be Tamei. So how come they were right by the case of Meis Nefesh, but they're wrong by the case of Sheretz? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Bar Avua, Bekin Hein Betumas Meis, Ve'mekin Hein Betumas Sheretz. They knew, not just because you know one area of Or HaChaim, doesn't mean you know every area of Or HaChaim. A guy might be a bucking brachos, but doesn't know the halachas of, I don't know, Tefillah. So just because they knew the halachas of Tumas Meis doesn't mean they know the halachas of Tumas Sheretz. So they knew Tumas Meis, so they answered this question correctly, but they didn't know Tumas Sheretz, so they made a mistake in the other case. That's not such a steer. So that's how the Gemara solves this. So then the Gemara says, Ravina Amar Hasam Ravi HaChashlishi. No, the difference is because the case of Sheretz is a case of four levels, so they didn't know about the halachas of Ravi. The case of Tumas Nefesh is actually a case of a Shlishi. why is it a case of Shlishi? Isn't it Ravi? Doesn't it say that he asked the question of Tami Mace, Tami Nefesh, Bechol Eil, which touched the same items of Lechem, Nezid, Yayin, Veshemen? Isn't that also a case of Ravi? How are you saying that this case is really only of Shlishi? So Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ravina Amar, to round the eight narrow lines up, in Rashi, Ravina Amar, Lo hayu bekiyin b'Ravi b'Kodesh klal. They didn't know Ravi b'Kodesh, whether it was Hilchos Tumas Sheret, Tumas Nefesh, Tumas whatever else, Tumas Tzeras, or whatever. They didn't know Hilchos Ravi. They thought Ravi was Tahor. But Gavi Meis, however, this second question that was asked was Shlishi b'Kodesh b'Yemenai. It was a Shaila of Shlishi. So the high Tami Nefesh, Dekra, Lav Tami Meis, Ela Meis Mamish. It wasn't referring to that which became Tame from a Meis. It was talking about a Meis itself that touched the Lechem and so on. And Tami Meis, we know, is a unique type of Tumah, Umeis Avi Avos. It's an Avi Avos, not an Av Tumah, it's an Avi Avos, like a grandfather, which means the first thing, the first contact of Meis is not Rishon. The first contact is actually an Ava Tumah. So the Lechem becomes an Ava Tumah from touching the Meis itself, and then it goes on to touch the Nezid, which is a Rishon, the Yayin, which is a Sheni, and the Shemen, which is a Shlishi. So the Shiloh by Tumas Meis was actually a Shiloh of a Shlishi. That's why they knew that answer. They knew Shlishi. But when the question was the sheretz is only an avatuma, which made the lechem a rishon, and then sheni shlishi revi, that was a shaila of revi, that halacha they did not know. Gemara now says, in response to this, tashma, the whole storyline, vayan chagai, chagai answered back. And, you know, after testing them, he says to them, vayomer kein ha'amazeh, kein ha'goy hazeh, lifneinu mashem, this is the nation, this is the people, and vegomer. So, you know, oftentimes you have in the Gemara, when it quotes Vegomer, that's actually the important part of the Pasuk that we need. So if you don't know the Pasuk, you're in trouble here. So I don't know the Pasuk. So thank God Rashi's here, or if you have the side of the page where it quotes the entire Pasuk, Rashi tells us the rest of the Pasuk. The last three narrow lines, Vayan, Chagai, Vayomer, Vegomer, is safe for the Kra, and the end of the Pasuk, which is really the punchline here, V'chein komasa yedehem v'asher yikrivu sham tamehu. And all your actions, meaning all your responses, they're all tameh. So he says they're tameh. So I understand Bishamal Rav, Hainu Dichsev tameh. For Rav, we understand it was tameh because they made a mistake. They thought that the Ravi B'Kodesh, the first question we spoke about yesterday, they thought Tahor. And he responded, no, it's actually tameh. But according to Shmuel, how come Chagai saying it's tameh? Chagai, according to Shmuel, they were actually correct when they said Tahor. So how come Chagai says it's all tameh, what you guys said? El Shmuel amai tameh. And the Gemara says, when Chagai says Tameh, he wasn't saying that the answer is Tameh, it was in a question form, Itmui Kametameh. He was saying, are these things Tameh? No, these things are Tahor, meaning you guys are correct in answering that they are Tahor. V'ha v'chein komasi adem ksiv, doesn't say, and so to all your maseim, which sounds like it was a direct statement, it wasn't a question. So Amar Marzucha, v'teima rav, ashi, mitoch shekilkulu es maseim mala alem akasiv kilu hikrivu b'tumah. In other words, when Chagai was describing the Maisi Adem, that they're all Tameh, he wasn't describing that they're actually Tameh. Rashi explains here that Chagai was having a Nevuah, that in the future you guys are going to have other Averos, and those other Averos that you're going to have and cause the destruction of my Bai Sheni is Ke'ilu, you're being Makriv Betumah. But now, in a Hanami, the answer, the Shiloh of Ravi B'Kodesh, or rather Chamish B'Kodesh, according to Shmuel, the answer was Tahor. Are you being Metameh? No, you're right, the answer was Tahor. But with regards to your Maisi Adem, the Maasei Adem are Tameh, not that they're actually Tameh, but you're going to do things in the future that are going to cause the destruction of Aisheni, and that's either your Makriv and Tumah, but according to Shmuel's understanding is they actually were correct. It was all the answers were, at least the answer of the Sheretz case, was an answer of Tahor. Okay. So now the Gemara gets a little bit challenging. Now, before we go ahead, we have to just have a quick background we discussed already. The Gemara is going to conflate three different Shilas, three different Machlokism in the Gemara. One is we discussed yesterday, which we're about to see now, when there's a din of the mashkim that are tahor in the Beis HaMikdash, was that referring to the mashkim that's on the Mizbeach, which is called Medabchia, or Metavchia, that which was in the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash? That was a machlokas we saw yesterday. We're going to see that again today. Also, we saw another machlokas when we said that the mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash is tahor. Do we say tahor lagamre? Or no, tahor milatame acherim, but it itself is actually tameh. That was the second machlokas we had. And the third machlokas we're going to see is what we just saw above, Rav and Shmuel, with the question of Chagai about Ravi and Chamishi B'Kodesh. That was the Shaila. So these three, the Gemara is going to put all together, and it's going to ask different questions from different angles and try to answer a bunch of things. So we're going to try to hold cup here as it trickles down these three different questions. So the Gemara says, Gufa, Rav Tani, Mashki Beis Metavchia, when we quoted from Yosef Ben Yo'ezer, Ish Tzeda, that the Beis Mashkim are tahor, the liquids in the Beis Mikdash are tahor, Raphael is referring to Beis Metapchia, that which was in the slaughterhouse, which was the blood and the water. We had Father clarified with Ricky yesterday, the water was not referring to Nisach HaMayim, referring to the water that was washing the karbanos after they were shechted. So all the water and the blood that was from shechting the animal, those are tahor, as opposed to that which is on the Mizbeach, like the yayin and the oil, is going to become tamei. That's Rav's understanding. The Mashke Beis Metavchia is tahor, and Levi Amar, Levi Tana, Mashke Beis Medavchia. The liquids that went on the Mizbeach is tahor, are tahor, which was the wine and the oil. So now, Levi, according to Levi, who holds that the Tana de Medavchia, that the liquids on the Mizbeach are tahor, Hanicha, it makes sense, Isvir Le Kishmuel, they hold like Shmuel, the Amar, we saw Shmuel a couple days ago, the Amar Dachan, when it says that these liquids are tahor, it don't mean only means tahor dachan milatame tumas acherim, that it can't be metame other items about tuma atman yeshlen, but they themselves can become tame. So mishkachas la denagi kula barishon. So what's going on here? So now we plug it back in. We had the pasuk of Chagai's question: lechem nizid yain v'shemen. Now yain and shemen are items that were in the Beis Hamikdash. We're talking about kachim, so everything's in the Beis Hamikdash. The question was in the Beis Hamikdash yain and shemen. Now yain and shemen are in Beis Metapchia. They go on the mizbeach. Now, according to Levi, that means they're tahor. So how do they become tameh? And how can they become tameh other things? So it has to be where they hold like Shmuel, where yain and shemen can become tahor, tameh. When we said that they're tahor, it's only tahor mitameh acherim, but they themselves can become tameh. So we get why yain and shemen can become tameh. Problem is, Shmuel says they only can become tameh, but they cannot be tameh other things. So just because the yain becomes tameh from the lechem nezit to yain, but yain's tameh, it can't be mitameh the shemen. How does that work? So according to Shmuel's understanding, within Levi, how does Shemen Metame, or Yain Metame Shemen? And the answer is, the question of Chagai wasn't a question of Revi. It wasn't a question of Sheretz to Lechem, to Nezid, to Shemen, to Yain. It was actually, each one was a separate question. What's the din of Nezid touches Sheretz, Tame? Separately. Lechem touches Sheretz. Is that Tame? Yes. If Yain touches Shemen, and if wine touches, rather, if Shemen touches Sheretz, and the yain touches sheret, the question is a rishon. It was separate questions, not a question of a series of them. Each one was a separate question. So when they were asking the question, Chagai, what's the din of shemen touching sherets? Oh, that's rishon, that's tumah. What happens if the yain touches sherets? That's also tameh. So the only way to understand the question of Chagai is if you hold of the Levi within Shmuel, is if it was a question of, again, look inside, it may read the flow, make it a lot more sense. Back up one line, Levi hanicha, Levi who holds, again, the mashkim on the mizbech are tahor, Isfir like Kishmuel, Damar Dachin, their only tower, Miltame Acherim, from Miltame other things, about Tumas Atzman Yeshlem, but they themselves can become Tame, the Yain and the Shemen. Mishkachas love, the Pasuk was talking about Dinaga Kul Barishon, where each one touched a Rishon, that's the Shaila of the question. But not if the Shemen touched the Yain, that's for sure a Torah. But if they touched the Lechem or Nezid, whereby it became a Rishon, that's the Shaila of the Pasuk. Everyone good? Okay. Now, Ella. E Savarla ki Rav. You hold like Rav. The Amar. Now, the two Ravs here also, by the way. With actually three Ravs. So the Ravs are confusing. So we're talking about the Rav that said, when Yossi ben Yezer said Tower, he meant Tower Lagamri. So now, if you hold like Rav, that Levi of this Machlokis, not Rav, but Levi holds that the Mashkim of the Mizbeach are Tower, if he holds like Rav, that it's Tower Lagamri, so E Savarla ki Rav, Damar Dachin Mamish, that the liquids are tahor legamrei. Hey, Chamishkat, what's the shaila? What's the question whether shemen or yain becomes tamei? Of course it's tahor. All the liquids are tahor. There's no tuma by shemen and yain. Hey, Chamishkat, chasla. Akarchak, therefore, we're forced to say that kishmul svirlei, that Levi, who holds the mashkim, the mizbeach, are tahor, he has to hold like Shmuel that they're only tahor milatamei achayim, but they themselves are tamei. Otherwise, you can't have the shaila of chagai. Now, ule Shmuel, now which Shmuel referring to? We're going back to the Shmuel Rashi says of the question of Chagai. Not the Shmuel of here of Mimetami Acherim or not, but Shmuel that said that Chagai is questioning to the Kohanim that they did not make a mistake. When they said that the last line of the Shemen Yain or Tower is because there's really a Chamishi Bekodesh. We added in one level into the series there. So according to Shmuel, who felt that they were correct, the Chamishi is Tower, Ule Shmuel Hanicha makes sense. Isavar like Kirav. If he holds like Rav, now which Rav are you referring to here? The Rav, the Tani Mashke based Metavchia. That he said, when do we say that Yosef ben Yezer says it's tahor? Only the liquids that are in the Beis Hamikdash when you shech the animal. But the liquids that go on the Mizbeach are tamei. What goes on the Mizbeach? Yain v'shemen. So Shmuel has to hold of a Rav. The Yain and Shemin are actually Tamei. They're Tamei because they go on the Mizbeach. Aval Mashke Be'medavki Achrinu Nami Mitamei. Not only are the liquids that go on the Mizbeach, can they become Tamei, but they even can be Mitamei others. So that was the Shaila of Chagai. You have Shemin and Yain, which are Tamei and can be Mitamei others. Revi Hudilo Avid Chamishi. So Revi cannot make a Chamishi Tamei. Hashlishi Avid Revi. So then a third level can make a fourth level of Kodesh. Again, that all has to be in the assumption that, again, liquids of the Mizbeach are Tamei, and they can be Metamei others. That has to be Shmuel's understanding of why Chamishi was Tahor, but Revi would be Tamei. But Ela'is Havalei Kilevi. If Shmuel, again, Shmuel of the Chagai's question that they did not make a mistake, if he holds like Levi, Detani Mashkibe Metabchia, that he holds the liquids of the Mizbeach are actually Tahor, meaning Shemen and Yain are Tahor, my iri Revi, so why would he say Revi delo avid chamishi? There Revi doesn't make a chamishi. Afilu sheni v'shlishi nami lo avid. Even a second level couldn't make a third level because they would hold that you can't be metami other items when it comes to the mashkim that are on this bech. Meaning a yain and shemen cannot be metami each other. So ela must be akarcha karav srile. Must be that the only way for Shmuel, who holds a Chagai's question wasn't a mistake, is if he holds a rav legabe the halachas of Tani Mashke base mitavcha are tahor, but Mashke base mizavcha medivcha are actually tame. Only that would make sense. Now it's very confusing. You probably only get this if you go back and read it again. But hopefully that was somewhat of an easy flow. Now the Gemara wants to say after presenting the machlokas between Rav and Levi, whether or not the base mitavcha is the liquids are tahor or base mitavcha are the mizbeach are tahor. The Gemara brings two brises to support each opinion of Rav and Levi. So Tanya Kavasa de Rav and Tanya Kavasa de Levi. Tanya Kavasa de Levi, the brisa that supports Levi, that holds that the Mashke base mit Davchia, the Mizbeach, are Tahor. So that's based on the following Hadam, Vayayin, Veshemen, Vahamayim. All those things go on the Mizbeach. Where we pour wine and water and oil and blood, it go on the Mizbeach. Their base, Mashke base mit Davchia, they all go on the Mizbeach. Shinitmu Bifnim. If they become Tameh or they came into contact with Tumah inside the base of Migdash, you take them outside, they're actually tahor, because he holds any of the liquids in the base of Mikdash are actually tahor. Even if they become tameh, they don't, they're still tahor. If they're nitmu b'chutz, if they get tameh outside the base of Mikdash, so then we have the din derabanan, that mashkim outside are all going to become tameh. And if chnisim b'finim, even if you bring them inside after they're tameh, they remain tameh, they all remain tameh. So this seems to be consistent. The Gemara just clarifies a few points now. Aini, is that really true? Doesn't Rabbi Shuben Levi say that the liquids of the Mizbeach only are tahor in its makom, implying if you take them outside, they should become tameh? So how come we saw above in the Braisa, if the mashkim bay medavchia became tameh inside, they're tahor, but if you take it outside, they remain tahor? Rabbi Shuben Levi implies that they only remain tahor if you keep them inside. But if you take them outside, they actually become tameh. My love, the mute nitmu bifnim v'otzi in l'chutz. This is not excluding a case that if you became tamei inside, if they became tamei inside and you took them outside, they actually become tamei against the brisa. And the guy says, "Lo, that's not what he's referring to." Excluding the mute nitmu b'chutz v'chnusu bifnim, that if they became tamei outside and they were brought inside, they actually become tahor. What does that mean? V'ha bimkomun kamar. Doesn't he say that only if they stays in the place they remain tamei? But it sounds like if they're brought inside, they turn to tower. So a little tricky what's going on. And the Gemara says, no. What he means is that very clearly, Hachikamar. Lo amru dachan ela shenitmu bimkomon. They only become, or only rather, retain its tara if they became tamei inside. If they became tamei bifnim, as Rashi says, in the base of Mikdash, they're tahor and they remain tahor. That's what comes out. If they, it depends where they became tamei. In other words, if a liquid became nitmu outside, it's tamei no matter where you move it. And if liquid became tahor inside, it remains tahor no matter where you move it. That's consistent. What we see from all this, however, is that dam, yain, shemen, and mayim, which are all mashkim of the mizbeach, if they become tamei inside, they're not tamei, they are tahor. That's consistent with Levi, who holds that mashkim based medavchia are tahor. Now, Brisa that supports Rav, that holds that the statement of Yosef ben Yoezer, ish tzreda, that the mashkim are tahor, is referring to not the bay medavchia, but the bay metavchia, the slaughtering, the blood and water on the floor, not the mizbeach. So here the Gemara says, Adam v'mayim, the blood of the shechita, the water that they would clean the karbanos with, mashke base metavchia, called the liquids of the slaughterhouse of the base of Mikdash. So he holds, shenitmu bay mekalim bay mekarka torim. If they become tameh, they come into contact with tumah, they remain tahor, whether or not it's liquid that goes on the kalim, whether it's liquid that's on the karka, they are all tahor, because he holds that the din of Yosef ben Yoezer applies to the liquids of the bay mitavim. The Gemara now just quotes the continuation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's machalik, and he's held, Rabbi Shimon holds that bekalim temeim, bekarka tahorim. He makes a chiluk. So just look at Rashi. Rashi's going to allude to what the chiluk is. It's going to be helpful when we get to the halfway through the Amud here. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon omer bekalim temeim. Rabbi Shimon latame damer leel, tumas mashkim deraisa. We saw already a discussion that some hold mashkim are tamei on a deraisa level. Others hold that they're only tamei on a derabana level. Rabban Shimon is of the opinion that it's tamei midiraisa, v'afilu tamei acherin, even with the ability to be tamei other items. So that's what he holds, and therefore he says in the continuation of Rashi, kidatani gavi safek mashke l'tamei acherin. Rabban Shimon omer ochlen tamei hokach mashke base mitavchil l'matzir banan l'tarenu. Therefore, he argued and said, any liquid in the slaughterhouse, you can't be matame. You can't rather say tahor. That's a din deraisa. Mashkim is a dame deraisa. Damen mayim. So he goes against the first statement that they're the gabe kalim matame. But how come he holds if mashkim are really tame midiraisa? So even bekarka, they should be tahorim. So Rashi again foreshadows for us bekarka tahorim. Why are they tahor if they're in the ground? Lekaman mitargim, we're going to explain later on, amayim udika revi. It's referring to a puddle of water. There's a revis of water on the ground. Dika taris mikvala, that's a din of a mikvah. L'machatin l'tzinoros, to put little needles or little forks inside. If it's a very tiny mikvah, the madraisa l'makabli tuma. In other words, mashkim in general become tame and metame others. Unless it itself is a mikvah cannot become tame. That's the difference. But outside of becoming a mikvah in its own right, otherwise, mashkim are deraisa, according to Rabbi Shun. Our concern, again, was the beginning of the deraisa, where the Tanakhama said that dam and mayim are actually tahor, because Rav holds mashkim based metabchia are tahor, according to Yosef ben Yoezer. Okay, now, the Gemara says two lines down. Amar Papa, afilul man damar tumas mashkin deraisa, even if you hold that tuma mashkin in general is actually deraisa, mashkim based metabchia is hilchasa gemile. The liquids of the base metabchia are actually an exception. What's the exception? We have a special halacha Moshe Sinai that these liquids, although in general it's tamei, with respect to the liquids in the base of Mikdash, halacha Moshe Sinai dictates that they're actually tahor. That's all. No questions anymore. Once you have, you know, bring in hilchos gemirle, there's no shilas. So Amrle Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nassim, the Rav Papa, he says, Ve'ela, if that's the case, if it's really true, that mashkim of base matavche in the base of Mikdash are actually tahor, midin halacha Moshe Sinai, so if we have a statement, Hadamar Rabbi Elazar, Ein tuma Lemashkin kalikr, that there is no concept of tumas mashkin at all. Teda, sharei heid Yosef ben Yoezer ish tsreda amashke base metavcha dachin. He testified that the liquids in the base metavcha are actually tahor. Vi hilchasa gemirle migar mina mine. If it's really true that this is a halacha Moshe Sinai, so how can you derive any statement of Yosef ben Yoezer? In other words, Yosef ben Yoezer had a statement: the liquids in the base metavcha are tahor. So he said, Rabbi said, if the tower, the base of Mikdash, must be outside when the Tameh, the only Tameh on a Dirabban level, or maybe not Tameh at all. So now he says, you can't bring a Raya. If the whole reason why in the base of Mikdash, the Tar, is because of Halacha Moshe Sinai, all we know is from Halacha Moshe Sinai. We can't extract to any other place. What we know is what we know. What we don't know, we can't learn from Halacha Moshe Sinai. From the mere fact that Rabbi Elazar learns from Yosef ben Yoezer's statement about base matavka seems to imply that's not a lacha Moshe Sinai. This is a din based on psukim, and that you can derive one from the next. So the Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, v'har Rabbi Shimon damar tumas mashkin deraisa. Doesn't he himself hold that tumas mashkin are deraisa? The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, omrim le kelim tahorim le ochlin temem, that liquids relative to kelim are not metame kelim, but relative to ochel, liquids are metame ochel. And v'hacha kamar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, temem bekarka v'tarim. And here as well, we just saw above, that Rabbi Shimon said, mashkim are metame kelim, but they're not metame the karka. Now, if hilchasa, if it's true that the din of base matavchia is tahor, based on halacha Moshe Sinai, mali bekelim, mali bekarka, you should make a distinction. The halacha Moshe Sinai apparently dictates that liquids of the base matavchia and the base of Mikdash are tahor lagamre. So how could Rabbi Shimon start saying, well, legabe kelim natame, legabe karka, it's tahor? There's no chiluk. There's a halacha Moshe Sinai that they are actually tahorim, and the Gemara ends off in akasha. So it's unclear here, just to be clear in this little summary of the last few lines here, there's a machlokas whether or not the base matavchia is halacha Moshe Sinai, Or is it a deraisa? In which case, if it's a deraisa, you could start making some chilukim that derive certain halachas from this. As an interesting point, I'm not going to try to answer it right now, but there's a klar of the Rambam writes in the beginning of his Hakdama to Peish Mishnayos that whenever you have halachas from Sinai, there is never a machlokas. Everyone agrees, halachas from Sinai. Now, this is an example here that there is a halacha from Sinai, but it's machlokas whether or not we accept it. So there are a few questions we have throughout Shas. One that jumps to mind is the case of tsaros. Tsaros is a din in the Baba Kama that a person's animal's walking and kicks up a pebble and causes damage. The machlokas between Sumchas and the Tanakama, whether they pay Chati Nezek or Nezek Shalom. And the Gemara says Chati Nezek, according to Sumchas, is only a halacha from Moshe Sinai. It says Gemirle, which is understood to be halacha from Moshe Sinai. So they ask a question, how could that be? The Rambam writes, whenever there's a halacha from Sinai, there can't be a machlokas. But by Tsaros, there is a machlokas because according to Sumchas, he says Chati Nezek. The other one says it's Nezek Shalom Yipay. So the way the Mefarshim answer, the Tziv is among them, that when the Gemara says Gemirle, that does not mean halacha l'moshe Sinai. Rashi always says Gemirle is halacha l'moshe Sinai. That's Rashi's interpretation. Rambam does not hold Gemiri is halacha l'moshe Sinai. So he felt that was a tradition. Gemiri means you have a Masorah from your Rebbe. But it's not a Masorah that goes back to halacha l'moshe Sinai. There's a different type of category. So you can't have a machlokas when there's a Masorah, but you can't have a machlokas by halacha l'moshe Sinai. The problem here is this Gemara, when the Lashon is Hilchasa Gemirle, that even for the Rambam seemingly would be halacha l'moshe Sinai. So you might have to say that even the Nativ would say no. Unless it says halacha l'moshe Sinai clearly in the Gemara, it doesn't mean Hilchasa Gemirle. That does not mean halacha l'moshe Sinai, and perhaps that's how you would get out of this question on the Rambam. Okay, either way.
But according to Brav, who says that it's tough, everyone made it dumb, right? Then he would absolutely, even like, there's no way this could go on any of the possibilities. Because he holds Amidiraisa is tougher, and it's the Rabbanan who made it Takana to make it dumb.
I'm not sure the question. But let's finish the daf. Ask me afterwards. Let's try to get through the daf. The Gemara then says, Amr Rapapa. Rapapa says, Had the Amris Bekarka Tahorin. We said above that Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that Mashkim, that Bekalim the Tmeim, but if then the Karka, they're Tahor. So Had the Amris Bekarka Tahorin, the Gemara qualifies, well, you have to establish a proper mikvah. Lo shanu el maim. It's only true if the liquid is water. Val dam lo dam is ever a mikvah, so blood is not true. When you say bakarka, it means water as a karka. That's the type that could be tahor. And even maim nami, even within water, we have to qualify. Lo amr el dahavi revius dechazi lehatbil be mechatim vitzinor. It's only if the water is revius where you could put a little fork in or a little needle and that will fit in. Assuming that the water revius is whatever the dinim of mikvahs are, but it has to be revius where you could fit something in there. About lo havi revius tamei, but if the puddle of water is so small that you can't even fit a needle in, so even then it won't serve as a mikvah, and it would become tamei even if it's on the karka. So now the Gemara says, Amar Mar. We said above that Rav Yehuda, Amar l'chol tamei, that he felt, this is a question, if you look at Rashi, look at the Rashi, two Y lines down at the end of the line, Rashi says, Amar Mar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gavi safek mashke l'tamei acher. We had a question we spoke about the other day, that if it's a suffix, whether mashkim was matami other things or not, l'chol tami, he felt that we're always machmer. We always say that it's matami other things if there's a suffix. V'afil l'kelim, the mashkim has the ability to even matami kelim on a suffix level. Alma, we see from this, if the suffix din is l'chumra, must be v'ad negiyasan, if you know for sure that the mashkim touched kelim or something else, it's matami kelim on a deraisa level. So Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that mashkim is matami kelim on a deraisa level. So the Gemara now says, "Lemeimer, is this to suggest the Savar Rabbi Yehuda Tumas Mashkin the Tame Tumas Kalim and Derais? Is that true that he holds that Mashkin have the ability to be Matame Kalim on a Derais level? But Hatzan, the Mishnah tells us, Kola Kalim Sheyesh Lem Acharayim V'Toch. Any items that have an inside and outside, and the Gemara gives examples could go in Karim V'Kisasos V'Asakim V'Abitur Afin, different types of bags and sacks and pillowcases. All these things you could use the inside, or you could flip it and use the outside of it. Right? Very easy to flip out a bag or a sack." So anything has a way to use it on the inside and the outside, toch and acharayim, the backwards and the inside and outside, the Gemara says, that nitma tocho, if you metame the inside of the bag, then nitma gabo, then the outside becomes tame as well. I mean, if I have a sheretz on the inside of the bag, and I have an item of food touching the outside of it, that food will get tame, because it's going to be metame both the toch and acharayim, and gabo. If, however, nitma gabo lo nitma tocho, if, however, the sheretz is only on the outside of the bag, it will not mitame the inside of the bag. So that's the distinction. So Amar Rebbe Yehuda comments on this Mishnah. When is this all true? Shenitmu machmas mashkin, when the bag or the sack becomes tame from liquids. So we see that there's a chilek. So it sounds like liquids are not mitame midiraisa, because had they been mitame midiraisa, there should not be a chilek between tocho and gavel. About mitnimu machmas sheretz, if the bag was tame from a sheretz on the outside, nitma tocho. No matter whether the sheretz is touching the inside or the outside, it should be mitame across the board. But as opposed to the mashkim, it's only metame tochel the gavo, but metame gavo was not metame tochel. So the isa gadaitach tumas mashkim letame kelim deraisa. If Rabbi Yehuda really holds that liquids have the ability to be metame on a deraisa level, mali nitma machmas mashkin, mali nitma machmas sheretz. There should not be a distinction whether the bag is becoming tame from a sheretz itself or from the mashkim of a sheretz. It should be across the board nitma tochel, nitma gavo, nitma gavo, nitma tochel. So it must be that he holds that tumas mashkim is only dirabanim. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chazer bar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda retracted. Initially, he felt that Tumas Mashkim is deraisa, but from this Mishnah we see, he retracted and said, Tumas Mashkim is actually only derabanan. So he was Chazer. So Gemara now suggests another answer, which Gemara is going to end up backtracking from, but the Gemara at least suggests this to the end of the Amud here, and we'll finish with this. Ravina Amar, Li'olam lohadar haba mashkim habam machmas yadayim. Really not true. He never retracted. He felt that mashkim that came from a sheret is actually tamei midraisa, and had it been metame tocho, metame gabo, metame gabo, metame tocho. But this case of the Mishnah here is referring to a different type of tumas mashkim, which is actually derbanan according to everyone's opinion. That's mashkim machmas yadayim. If I touch liquid, my hands are not really tamei midraisa, but they made a din derbanan that my hands can be metame mashkim on a derbanan level. So that's a type of mashkim derbanan. That's what we're referring to here. So then the Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, we're talking about mashkim habam machmas yadayim, which are only tamei midirabanan. So ihachi adatani b'med v'amurim shenitmu b'machmas mashkim. So we know there's a klal whenever it comes to mishnayos. There's a certain technique the Mishnah uses whenever the Mishnah is in the world of making chilukim. They make all the chilukim they can make. Once you make one b'med v'amurim, when is this true this way but not that way? If there's another chiluk to make, the Mishnah should have made the second chiluk as well. Sometimes it's not in the parsha of making chilukim, sometimes it is. But if it is in the parsha of making chilukim, it should make all the appropriate chilukim. So if it made a chiluk between tumas sheretz versus tumas mashkim, it should make another chiluk that within mashkim there's a difference between mashkim from sheretz and mashkim from yadayim. And since it didn't make that second chiluk, must be that second chiluk isn't really true. Like what the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, adetani b'med v'ramurim, it asks, when is this true? Shenitmu machmas mashkim. So then it should say liflek v'lisnei. It should have made another chiluk within the mashkim. B'didei b'med v'amurim b'mashkim abam machmas yadayim. That's when we say it's tumas d'rabanan. And just because nitma gavo ain nitma tocho. Ava, but it should have said if it was mashkim habam machmas sheret, it would be nitma tocho v'nitma gavo, nitma gavo, nitma tocho. But since it doesn't make that second chiluk, Masi Rabbi Huda does not hold the second chiluk, and he actually does not hold that mashkim of a sheretz is deraisa. He holds it's derabanan, so therefore he does not hold a ravina. Ravina is incorrect. And ela mechaversa kitashina meikara. It's clear the initial answer we gave that there's a Rabbi Huda was retracted. Chazer bo Rabbi Huda. Okay, we'll stop here. Ritz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. What's